joined by Razan Zaitoun from Human Rights Lawyer in Damascus. Razan, can you give us an update on what's been happening today?
There was a protest around the country in several cities, towns and villages. In Damascus, there was in areas like Al Midan, Al Qadam, Barzi, and Al Qabun. In Al Qabun, the authority shoot people, and until now, we got confirmed one person got killed and four injured. In Latakia, there was protests. Until this moment, five people got killed by the security in Latakia. In Homs, there was a huge protest all around Homs, and there was a heavy gunfire. We didn't get information about injured there. In Hama, dozens of thousands of people also protested. In Deir ez-Zor, it's the bigger also, it's the biggest in Deir ez-Zor. About 30,000 people gathered in the square of Deir ez-Zor. In for sure in the Kurdish area also.
So how many in total have died today, do you know?
Until now we got about, let me count them. Two people got killed also in Daraa. Until now we had 19 names of people got killed, but until this moment we didn't get all the there's many people who got killed in Idlib, and we didn't get their names yet, because you know there's a military there and it's very difficult to get the details. Eyewitnesses say that killed body are in the ground and people couldn't get them because of the heavy gunfire.
We're talking about Jazeera El Shaghour today.
Yes, they didn't get in Tal Ashghour yet. They are still around it, in the villages around Jazeera El Shaghour.
Oh, that's interesting. They haven't actually hit the town yet.
Not yet.
We're hearing from refugees crossing the border into Turkey that the Iranians may well have been involved in the crackdown. Is that something that you've heard also?
Yes, it's actually eyewitness. According to eyewitnesses, it's how it started when the protesters caught six person who were not Syrian, who were Iranian, and they were shooting with the security against people, and then the security will attack the city. That's what happened last week. This is according to eyewitnesses. I have no confirmation.
Can you give me an idea of the size of the demonstrations? We've seen lots of YouTube footage today suggesting that it was they were fairly significant. What's your take on the scale of them?
Today it's the biggest. Today, for example, in Aleppo, you know Aleppo, it was always just a small protest. Today there was more than seven areas in Aleppo participated in the protests. In Daraa, in Aleppo, more than seven areas, you know, and there wasn't in the past many protests in Aleppo. Today it was great. Also in Daraa, under siege, many areas participated, like Inkhil and Da'al and Busra al-Harir. Many towns of Daraa participated with dozens of thousands of people also.
What about in Damascus?
In Damascus, as I told you, there was in Al Midan, Al Qadam, Al Qabun, Barzi, Rukn al-Din.
Did you witness any of this yourself?
No. And in Damascus, where the three person got killed, the person from Qabun, one person got killed and another four got injured.
Okay, well, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Thank you.